You see a little bit, we'll have like 50-50, a little bit of the Ramchal here today. You see the cheshivas of a learning Torah dafka on Chanukah. So there's very fascinating material that we have here from a number of Mepharshim, which is kedai to go through, not for anything else, which it is Chanukah, and see the role of Torah of Adavad and Chanukah. If we take a look, the first item, if you take a look, which is the Tver Shloima, which is a Shloima Radomsker, this is also actually in the middle of a piece, which is in the Inyonim of Chanukah. He writes there, Dine Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Tehillim it says, Zichru Nechle Yoysov Asherosov, Moitsov Umishpitei Piv. This is quite similar to what we say every day in Hoidu. We say, Zichru Nechloysov Asherosov, remember the Nisim Nechloys that Rabbi Shloim made, Moitzov, his wonders, and then it says Mishpatei Piv. What's Mishpatei Piv? This is Torah. We're talking about describing and bringing, making clear the Nisim Nefloy that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. So what does it say? Where does the Mishpatei Piv come in over here? As he points out that Mahu Inyan Shaykhis HaMishpotim Ala Nefloyis. What is the idea that he brings in here the Mishpotim to the Nefloyis? Says it's very shloim. I wanted to know that ochen mishpatim heim ha-toiru mitzvot. Mishpatim are the Torah mitzvahs, because the hine kainu inyan hanes ha-godul hanase birotzen aboyer yisbor shaboy. The reason that Kodesh Baruch Hu performed nisim, he said, because li is rotzen aboyer baruchu lechadish lem halachos to mitzvahs liyisrael. First shloim atayness. Kodesh Baruch Hu made all of the nisim that we celebrate on Chanukah. You realize that because we have a Yom Tov of Chanukah, first of all, we have a whole Shulchan Aruch dealing with Hilchos Chanukah. Hundreds of Torahs, if not thousands, were said on the Bishoshes Kash alone. And continuously, the Torah and the Halachas of Chanukah begin to grow continuously, and keep expanding year after year. And I begin a Moshe V'Holach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Nisim, because through the Nisim, what becomes created is new dimensions in Torah. Every Nes brings with it new dimensions in Torah. Hine al yedei hashpoas, he says, oirei hagodol yizbor shum in bishas hanes, through the hashpoas of the Rabbein Shalom in bishas hanes, ahu, hine al dekein, hu mashpia mamshich lem ha-toyre v'halochis l'Yisroel. It's through the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, he is also mashpia, the halochis and the mitzvahs, as a result of this nes. V'hashpoasom, shinizchat shubi oilom, shal yedei, chidushay ha-halochis, in other words, he's being ramas to another thing. What we say in davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuba, which means that the world keeps recreating itself continuously. It's not, and by the way, this is the same way that the Beis Halevi, you see the two camps, the Beis Halevi from this world, and Tver Shleima from the Olam HaChassidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world, so to speak, once, and the world therefore exists today because it was created then. But rather, Mechadish B'tuvimid HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously create the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows fresh life into the world. B'chol rega v'rega. The reason that we have a world today is not because it was here yesterday. It's here today because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world today again, for today. And he says this is the koyach of the Torah and the mitzvahs that Yidin learn, that brings about the koyach of the no creation of the Mechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yoyim Tomid. Hine ze she'omer ha'kosov, says the Tver Shloim, and this is in fact what the Pasuk is saying. It says, Zichru Nefloyis of Asherosov. Remember the Nefloyis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Remember the Nisim. L'hoyis Hashem Aleihem. How? How are you going to remember? What's the best way of remembering? Bal yidei ma yiyeh hazikaron. And how? What is going to be the medium of being mekayim Zichru Nefloyis of Asherosov? So the Pasuk continues. And the Pasuk says, Omer HaKosov, Moitzov u'mishpetei piv, k'aloi nischachu mezeh mishpotim v'toyroish k'gon Hilchis Chanukah. And you have Hilchis Purim, and the Torah is Nitzchias, v'loi tishkach le'yolom. So this is the greatest way of remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim, by being involved of all of the halachas and all of the new Torah that came about and were brought about through the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed. V'zehu, and therefore the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Zichru le'olam brisoi, dovar tziva le'elav doyer. Which means, Zikr Leilam Brisoi. Brisoi, of course, Bris, Dover Tiva Leilam Doer. With the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, these are mitzvahs that continue. These are mitzvahs that we have forever. And if we have the Torah and the mitzvahs forever, we may remember the Nisim forever. The best way to crystallize, or maybe to concretize, right, and to permanentize, if there is such a word, to be able to be kaveya, that it should remain forever, is by linking the nest to the Torah that came about as a result of these Nisim. And being that the nest of Chanukah brought out Hilchus Chanukah, the nest of Purim brought about the Halachas of Purim, and Torah is a Nitzchias. Torah is there forever. And so the same way that the Torah is forever, so you can have this according to Nisim forever. So Zichru Nifleyos of Asher also, that through Moitzav or Mishpatei Piv, it's through the Mishpatei Piv, through the Halachas and the Torah, right, that are connected and are linked to the particular nest. And he goes on to say, that's why the Zeshu Omar, it says later in the Megillah, it says, La Yehuda Moitzah Oira, and Chazal there, as you know, Chazal tied to what does Oira mean? They had light. Chazal say there in Megillah, Oira du Torah, from which, of course, the Pesuk says, the Torah Oira, Ner Mitzvah the Torah Oira. What does that mean? Ki mikoyach ha-Torah nasa ha-nes li-Yisrael, v'nizchadish lohem chidush ha-Torah ke'en ha-Megillah. For example, the Megillah, this is the Chidush ha-Torah. So it is always through the Koyach ha-Torah. Because Yisrael brings about the Nes because of the Koyach ha-Torah, which is the result of these Nisim. So it's always the Torah which is linked to these Nisim, is that what we are looking for. And that is the true Oira. The Yehuda Moshe is when, in fact, they are connected to the Torah, to the Hilchus Purim, to the Masechtas Megillah, all the things that came about as a result, in fact, of the Nisim that we have. So that is one idea that the Tiferes Shlomo points out. So obviously, I mentioned this as Hagdomah. Some people suggested maybe Chanukah we cancel the Shia. No, the whole essence of the Yom of Chanukah is the Torah Shabbat. It's the Torah of Chanukah. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Nisim. Zichru Mechloitz of Asher Oso is Moitzav, is Moitzav Mishpatei Piv. It's because of the Mishpatei Piv, it's a result of the Chidush Torah that is Chadish through the Nisim. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu made these Nisim, so now we have a Hilchus Purim because of the Nes of Purim, and now we have the Hilchus of Chanukah, and Sis Mishram, of course, gives the Yom of Pesach, gives the whole Masechet of Pesachim, and you have Hilchus Pesach, and so on, and the list goes on, and it is endless. And Torah is a Nitzchis, and the same way that the Torah is forever, of course, this is therefore going to be the best way to remember the Nisim as well, because through the Torah that came about of these Nisim. So that's one idea, as you see, one connection, which directly that we see that the whole union of the Nes Chanukah is, of course, is, and not only Nes Chanukah, Nes Purim, Nes Chanukah is because of the Torah that comes out through the Nes, and because of the Nes. So obviously, you can't then, because of Chanukah, be Mavatul Torah, to that rabbi. That's the whole union of Chanukah is the union of Torah Shabbos. That's one Nekuda. Another Nekuda that we're actually going to look at number three, in the bottom, from the Netziv, to see the direct connection that we have with Chanukah and with Torah, very fascinating. Amik Dover. The Netziv goes on to say as follows. Hello, Inyan, he says very fascinating words. The Netziv says what we have to realize, says the Netziv, the Inyan because that is what does the Oir HaTorah, Shehu Tachlis HaMishkon, the Iker HaMashrish Chuna BeYisrael. He says, the Tachlis of the Mishkon is the also the Migdash V'Shechanti B'Soychon. How does that happen? Why? If you put up four walls and you hang some curtains, that's going to bring the Shekhinah. Why is that going to bring the Shekhinah? How does the Mishkan bring the Shekhinah? Where's the conduit? It's the Torah. It's the Torah, it's the Orem. It's the Orem that you have in the Mishkan. It is that which brings down the Shekhinah. It's the Oira Torah, which by the way is the Tachlis of the Mishkan. And that is the Iker, right? That is the Iker source, that is the Iker Sibur that brings about Hashroes HaShekhinah B'Yisrael. As he points out, Bo B'Shefa, it comes down in abundance. Al Yidei Emtzos Shnei Kli Kodesh. There are two Kalim in the Mishkan that are responsible for bringing down the Shekhinah. What are the two Kalim? Ha'in ha'oroi v'ha'menoirah. The Oron and the Menoirah. These are the two Kli Kodesh of all of the Kalim. Right? The Torah says, open up a Chumash in Parashas Truma. Right? But also, right? And make this. Make your Shulchan Atzei Shittim. Kalim. Those are not the Kalim. Those are not the medium that brings down the Shekhinah. But rather, only two Kli Kodesh. There are two Kli Kodesh of all of the Kalim that bring down the Shekhinah in the Mishkan. And that was what? It was the Oron and the Menoirah. And he points out, V'nishtanu pu'ulaseyem. And the pu'ulas are not the same. Each one has its own tafkid between these two kelim. Namely, Ha'orin says the Netziv, look what he says how wonderfully. Ha'orin bo liyud ha'dibri shebiksav. Ha'orin represents Torah shebiksav. Luchos. What was written on the Luchos? Luchos was written, we know. You have the Aseret HaDibri written on the Luchos. That is Torah shebiksav. And as he points out, V'gam litzivui b'kabola bal peh. As it says over here, it also means we, in the, what's inherent in the Luchos is, you have the Torah shebiksav, but in the Torah shebiksav, there's a tzivui that we have to accept Torah shebiksav, but you don't have in the Luchos, quote-unquote, the Torah shebiksav. But you have the chiyuv, right, you have the chiyuv that you have to accept, because Torah shebiksav, you have Lo Yisoser, it says, a person should not turn away, and you have to listen, right, from what the Chachamim say, do not turn away, Yom and Ismail. Right? So there's a tzivui to be mekabel Torah shebiksav. Where is the kli that is connected to Torah shebiksav? That's the menorah. Whereas the Aroin is that which encompasses and envelops Torah shebiksav, it is the menorah which represents Torah shebiksav. Because as he points out, v'dayin ein bazeh koyach ha'pilpul v'achidush, in the Aroin itself, or the Luchos, you don't have there the koyach ha'pilpul, right? And chiddush, sheyeho odom yochel chadish miatzmoi, the person should be able to be mechadish in his own dvar halacha. Sheyeinu mekubal, something that he didn't have the kabbalah from his rebbe, and his rebbe from his rebbe, and his rebbe. To be mechadish something new, take it, can't take out from Torah shebiksav. Take out Torah shebiksav, you don't have there the koyach of chiddush. Torah shebiksav is that's exactly what it is. It's Torah shebiksav. But was there hakoyach haniflo, this tremendous koyach? You know what it says? Torah shebiksav is a tremendous koyach. Because Torah shebiksav is reading between the lines so much, that's why you have the whole sect, you have the Tzedekim and you have the Bais Susan, they didn't want to accept the Torah shebiksav. They said, where's it written in the Torah? Who told you the definition of work is? So they took it literally. Right? Then comes a Kabbalah of Chazal, Lamates Malachis is not to be taken literally. It has nothing to do with carrying a heavy package versus an easy package. A switch of a light bulb, nothing easier to do, and that's a malacha d'oraisa. According to many poskim, turn on a light bulb that has a filament, that's considered making ish, right? That's not hard work by the standard definitions of society work. So this is the koyach of Torah shebiksav. That koyach, where does that come from? Well, zeh hakoyach hanifla shenikrit Talmud, which is the Gemara, which is Torah shebiksav. Nitten koyach hamenoira. So that koyach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the menoira. The Neira represents Torah also, equally, because Ner Mitzvah, the Torah, or. What else does the Gemara say, Bovabasu Dabchopei? That Haroitza Shiyachkim, if a person is seeking wisdom, Yadrim, goes up, young man, right? Haroitza Shiyachkim Yadrim, the Simonov, the Gemara says, Menoira Shibidorim. The Menoira was stationed on the south side, right? In the Heichol. So south is representative of being the direction of wisdom. But the simon that's being used is the Menoira, right? The Menoira is Chochmah. Which chelik of Chochmah is it? It's not Torah shebiksav. Torah shebiksav is the Yoron. The Menorah is the Ner Mitzvah of the Torah that represents Torah shebaalpeh. And as he points out, you realize you have the seven konim, you have the seven lamps, the seven branches of the Menorah. We know that there are Sheva Chochmahs. In the world, it's called the Sheva Chochmahs, one of them is music and so on. So you have Sheva Chochmahs. In the Menorah is included all of the koiches of the Sheva Chochmahs. This is the representation, says the Netziv, of the seven lamps. The seven branches that you have in the menorah. Ashenichla boi sheva chokmes v'kol koichos hanidrish lepilpul eshal Torah. Any koich that you need that is necessary for pilpul at Torah, where does that koich come from? That koich and that inspiration comes from the menorah. That is the source. That is the wellspring for that. V'kol zanichlal and all of this in which if you want to know, if you're curious to know, in which part of the menorah can you find it more specifically? The koich of chiddush. The calls are nichlal b'kaftoim u'meprochim. Because kaftoim u'meprochim, which you have, like, you know, the buttons and the flowers, the yavel and the menorah, this represents the decorative part, the ornaments. Chidushim are sort of like the ornaments, right? The explanations, the understanding. Things that have been created, have been brought about. Newness, freshness. This is represented in the kaftoim and in the prochim of the menorah. And he points out, ad kedekach, that the Isa Bebreishis Rabbah, look in the Medrash, and even to this day, someone who has a little flair for writing, if you look in the Tshuvas Forum, certainly, of yesteryear, you'll find, and this source is, the expression that we find at Reb Tarfon, Bishosho Yishumeya Dover Nesukin Oyoymer Kaftor Veperach. Right? This is a lotion. When you hear a good Dvar Torah and you want to express yourself, you want to say it's a beautiful bar. So Reb Tarfon would say, and as again, this is still being said by those who know this phrase, he says, Kaftor Veperach. When you say this, Kaftor Veperach means it's a beautiful bar. That's the nicest compliment you can give someone if he tells you a bar, he's Machadish Echidish. It's his Chidish, or he's telling you somebody else's Chidish. And you really like it, you want to express the way to acknowledge that Chiddush, you say, oh, that's Kaftor Veferach. Kaftor Veferach on the Menorah. Why did he say it's Lechem Aponim? Lechem Aponim was also the Mishkan. But it's Kaftor Veferach. Say it's Lechem Aponim. Why Kaftor Veferach? You know why? Because Kaftor Veferach are the ornaments on the Menorah, which represents Torah Shebaal Peh. That's where the Koyach and inspiration of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from. And therefore, when someone successfully was able to utilize that inspiration and that Koyach, right, and have this after the Shemaite to come out with a tremendous Chiddush in Torah, you say it's Kaftor Veferach, meaning you utilized it correctly, or you were successful, you have this after the Shemaite, you were Zoiche, right, to be able to receive the messages and the Koiches of Torah Shebaal Peh coming from the Menorah, which is represented in the Kaftor Veferach. Or Tarfon used to say, when he heard a good word, Kaftor Veferach, he used to say. Says the Nesid, if Tarfon used a phrase like that, this was not like slang or colloquial language. It was very meduic. The siach rabban shel Yisrael, you see? A person like Reb Tarfon, who's a rabban shel Yisrael, if he used the lashon kaftor veferach, there has to be great meaning to those words. And that's why the Netziv says, we are reading into it, and we are explaining what he meant. Because when a rabban shel Yisrael speaks, it's not stam spoken. But the siach rabban shel Yisrael olamdeinu bo, shema shetalmid vosik mechadish over toiv. Whenever, anywhere, when you have a serious student, that's mechadish something at over toiv, you know where it came from? Where did that koyach come from? That's through the koyach shenirmas, which is merumes bekaftor beferach shel amenoyro. Balkain. So the Tzid makes the following observation: that the Bayi Sheni, he says, when Bayi Sheni, we know Bayi Sheni, a lot of yeshivas in Bayi Sheni. Bayi Sheni, and that's when the Chachma Talmud, right, started from. So Balkain me Bayi Sheni shirobu yeshivas the hamidu talmidim harbe. And, right, many, many students came out of those yeshivas. The Havai is the Bai Barovet. Shua Talmud. Studying Talmud, studying Havai is the Bai Barovet. This is an expression. When you talk about learning Gemara, who's mostly identified as Gemara is the names of a Bai Barovet. Those are the household words, more than any. Nes Chanukah came out of a Bai Sheni. You know why? Because if there was ever a Tkufa, there was ever Tkufa that utilized the Menorah, the Koyach of the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is, right, which is inherent in the Menorah, it was Bayi Sheni. So if you're looking at Nes regarding the Menorah, if you're trying to find its Tkufa, when would be an appropriate time, more than any, right, that there should be a great Nes taking place with the Menorah? It would be a Tkufa, would be a period in history where the Menorah is coming alive more than at any other time. Where the Menorah represents the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh was most successfully utilized and achieved and accomplished by Bayi Sheni, where, as he points out, where Talmud came up, and you had Talmidim Harbe, and you had Yeshivas, Havai is the Bayi Barovet. So he says further, he says the next line, V'hain Adisa Bebrochis, and that's what the Gemara therefore says, in Brochis Daf Zayin. There the Gemara in Peir Karoya talks about the interpretation of dreams. If you see this, it means that. Right? If you see that, it means this, and so on. It says, Haroyah Shem and Zayish Becholom. What is the interpretation? What does that mean? If somebody sees in his dream, he dreams about Shem and Zayish. So the Gemara says, you know what it means? The interpretation is, Yitzapel Memoyah Toyer. That means you're sending him a message from Shemayim that he can hope to be successful in seeing the light of Toyer. That's what Shem and Zayish means. That's what the significance is. Shehem Rabbi Kolech Shem and Zayish. So then Sid says, the way we have just explained it, now it becomes very beautiful. Because the whole idea of Shem and Zayish, of course, is connected, right, with Pikolech Hashem and Zayis with regarding the Menorah. The whole Koyach of Chiddush HaTorah, the whole Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from the Menorah. So what fuels the Menorah? The Shem and Zayis. What fuels the Menorah? Without Shem and Zayis, you can't light the Menorah. So what is the fuel of all of this? When you're talking about the Menorah, which represents Torah Shebaal Peh, it's the Shem and Zayis, right, which fuels the Menorah. So if a person sees in a dream Shem and Zayis, which fuels the Menorah, which means that he is being fueled, and the Shemayim is showing him that possibly he's also going to be fueled, and he'll be zeched to the Mo'or HaTorah. The menorah lights up, right, that's the Or HaTorah, that's what's represented, the lights, the flame, the lamps, and there's Hashem, that means it's up that he can hope to Akil Mo'or HaTorah. So here again, we know in certain terms, we happen to see, we see that the Yisoid of Nes Chanukah the menorah, that is the definition of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what it is. Which therefore means that Chanukah more than ever. People think of Chanukah as a time off. But it's just what happened. It's not a time off. Maybe time off from work, maybe. But a time off, Adrabah, this is the time to be Kaveh, even extra Zman to put in Kerkatak and Limud HaTorah, because the whole essence of the Nes Chanukah from the menorah, that is Torah. That's what it means. Size the way we learn from the Tver Shleiman, that the whole purpose of the Nisim is because the new halachas that come about as a result, because of Chanukah we have Hilchas Chanukah, because of the miracle of Chanukah, because of the Nes Purim we have Hilchas Purim, we have the Nes Megillah. So again, it's all the Torah that came out of this Nisim, and as the Nesiv himself points out, the Yaron is the Torah Shebaksah, and the Melayu is the Torah Shebapeh. The Nes Chanukah really is the Nes, is symbolic of the Nes of Torah Shebapeh. And if Chanukah is symbolic of the Nes of Torah Shebapeh, this is the time to read, to study Torah Shabbat Peh more than any other time. So to see, interestingly enough, how you find from the many, many different ideas, you know, how are developed, each in their own way, but the bottom line is to show the tremendous connection and the importance and the definition of Chanukah being, the essence of Chanukah being connected with Limud HaTorah. Not just as a milah, but that's the essence of Chanukah. The essence of Chanukah being is Zman of Limud HaTorah. Let's take a look at a few words in the Sefer Mogen Avraham here on top. The Mogen Avraham, as a matter of fact, was the Trisker Magid. The Trisker Magid, as you know, was the son of Reb Motel Chernobler. Family name was Twersky. And he was the son of Reb Motel Chernobler, who was the son of Reb Nuchem Chernobler, who was the founder of the many dynasties, you know, whether it was the Sker dynasty and so other, maybe the Sker dynasties and so on to come up from this. He was Nifter in the second half of the 1800s. He's the Ish Kodesh Mioid, Big Oved Hashem, tremendous Oved Hashem. In addition to that, he's known as a Big Bal Noifis. And he used to say once that he once came into a different town, once traveled to a different town in order to celebrate a chasen of one of his grandchildren. And there was a town where a particular misnagdim against him. So what they did was, they tried to sort of like to be machshel him. What they do, they put up a bowl with all kinds of different peiros. Now unless you learn the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, you can get a lot of trouble by knowing which din kedim and brachas. You have Zayin Minin, you have Halachas of Chodid, maybe, you know, that which I desire better. You have, and on the other hand, their Shiva Minim have their own chashivas, and so on and so forth. So he happened to take the fruit that he took, and they asked him, on what basis? They set him up like that. They asked him, what basis did you... So he quoted a Levush Yisroh, because it's something which is in Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, and he said, when did you learn this particular thing? Well, this particular thing, he said, I saw about 50 years ago. They said, and you didn't forget? And he said the following words. It says, Ein shikcha lifnei kisei kavedecha. You know what that means? Tayinu pshad, he said. Ein shikcha lifnei kisei kavedecha. A person who is connected to the kisei akovet does not forget. A person who is anoyed Hashem. A person who lives with an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're living a life of kisei akovet, which is Rabbi Shalom is here, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in front of you, there's no shikcha. Ein shikcha, he said, lifnei kisei kavedecha. A Yid who lives with the Kisa HaKovet in front of him, who sees the Kisa HaKovet, then it's not Shikha. Shikha was on the person, not on the Rebbeinu Shlomo, which Shikha means. But a Shikha of the Kisa HaKovet. And he once used to say also, that this is the Rebbeinu Shlomo would like Yidin to try to learn as much Torah as possible. So he says, it would only be fair, he said. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to be able to devote our life to Ruchnius. Rebbeinu Shlomo should make our Gashmius a little easier, right? Our Gashmius would be a little easier. We'll be able to devote more time to Ruchnius. So he said like this, Mashiv HaRuach, if Rebbeinu Shlom, if you want us to be able to return to Ruchnius, Moirid HaGeshim, you give us your Gashmi. This is what the Triskim Ha'ad, he said. He says, Mashiv HaRuach, you want us to return to Ruchnius, we'll do that part, but Moirid HaGeshim, you bring down the Gashmius Min HaShemayim, you give us all the Gashmius that we need, you give us the Gashmius, and we'll turn to Ruchnius, and we'll be Oyde Hashem. So anyway, it is, yes. So he says in the Sefer Mogen Avraham, let's take a look here. Just a few lines we have here, small, few short paragraphs. And he says as follows. It's a fascinating thing. Bo inyan hu, says the Mogen Avraham, Dine kishem shebechag ha-shvuas uzman kabol ha-Torah shebiksav. In the same way that shvuas, right, we receive the Torah, which is the zman kabol ha-Torah shebiksav, This is, he says, the how they correspond. Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah corresponds with Shavuos. Shavuos is the Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebiksav, And Chanukah is the Zman of Torah Shebaalpeh. And look how he throws it. Kishkishem Shekabolas Torah Shebiksav Ubechodesh Gimel Mechodesh Akayas. When is Kabolas Torah Shebiksav? When is Shavuos? Chodesh Sivan. Chodesh Sivan, right, is in the summer months. It's after Pesach, right? So that's the third. Nisan Ir Sivan. So it's the third of the summer Chadoshim, starting from Nisan. Nisan Ir Sivan. Chanukah is the third of the winter months. Tishrei Teshvan Kislev. So Kislev is the third, right, of the winter Chadoshim. And Sivan is the third of the summer Chadoshim. The third of the summer Chadoshim, that Shavuos is Zman of Kabbalah Seder Shebiksav. Chanukah, which is also the third Chodesh, from its Seder, right, in its Seder, is also Kabbalah Seder. But that's Kabbalah of Seder Shebal Peh. Kemoiken, he says, Kabbalah Seder Shebal Peh, who bechopheh bekislev, shua Chodesh hashlishi mechotche achoyre. That is the third of the winter Chadoshim. So whereas Sivan is the third of the summer Chadoshim, right? So Chanukah is the third of the winter Chadoshim. What they share in common, right? What they share in common is, they're synonymous in that sense that this is the third and this is the third, so both are Kabbalah Satayra. One is Kabbalah's emphasis is Torah Shebiksav, and the other, which is Chanukah, is Torah Shebal Peh. And then he goes on to say, Ukamoikein Chanukah, Hu Chomu Kofhei, Shehu Midas, he says, Hamalchus, Shamelech Mitzavik Koi Tasa. This is a very fascinating chav. Chomu Kofhei, the word Kofhei means Koi. Koi is the Baruchu. Koi is the Tzivui. This is what you have to do. In other words, Chanukah is a Zman of Torah, right? Where do the commandments come from? From the Torah. So Chanukah is a Zman of Koi. Chanukah is a Zman of Koi, it's a Zman of Malchus, where we are commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do the right thing. Whereas Shavuos, right, it is regarding Torah Shebiksav. Chanukah is a Zman of Torah Shebal Peh. V'lachem b'Chanukah hi ho'eis, shikabul Yisrael aleihem lasaik b'Torah Shebal Peh b'kabolas o'malchus shemayim. So Chanukah now is the time to rejuvenate ourselves. Chanukah is the time to reaffirm our commitment to Torah Shebal Peh, because this is the Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh, in fact. But Lachain, he says, look what he says further. Hayoin b'Chanukah, she was Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, the day of Chanukah, which is the Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh, Torokolish Yisrael lekabalolov lasik b'der mitzvah Torah shebiksav shebal peh. Now is the time, at least if we didn't do it till now, we should now make a new commitment. To make a commitment to be loyal both to Torah Shebiksav and to Torah Shebal Peh. Shayidei zeh, yiske, she yo'ir loy me'oiroi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuhu neiroi shaloi lo. Now, Chanukah is neiroi. You want to be zoiches, says the Mogen Avraham, says the Trisker Magi. You want to be zoiches to the Ashpos. You want to be illuminated? You want the ner to be able to be mashpia oir? And what greater oir is than oiroi shal Mashiach, of course, that we're waiting for? Oiroi shal Mashiach. Then you have to accept upon yourself the ingredients of what Chanukah is all about. And Chanukah, the ingredient of Chanukah is Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. Now is the time to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, and then we'll be able to benefit from all of the oiros that the neiros are ready to be mashpia on Klal Yisrael. So again, this goes very beautifully in hand with the Netziv and HaMikdavar, that the Menorah, the Kaftar Viferach, as he pointed out, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Chanukah is linked with the Menorah, but as he shows it, the Mogen Avraham in his own way, in his own Mahalach, again, Chanukah being the third Chodesh, that is the Zman of Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. So let me tell you, to show that Lamaisa Taka HaGadol Yisrael V'Noyik. Now you talk about the Chassam Sofer, there was no busier person you can imagine than the Chassam Sofer was. Chassam Sofer, besides being a poisik for the world, I mean, already in his time then, where communication was not like it is today, I just can imagine today with all the telephone, you can't breathe. I mean, a person literally across the globe, the world was so small. But even for those times, it was the accepted poisik all over the world. So I had to be a person who had to literally write tshuvas to the entire world, being a Rosh Yeshiva of a few hundred bachurim as well at the same time, and then being the manik of Klal Yisrael. You can imagine. Now, if some sofer, you can realize, did not waste any time. Poshet, all the shurim that he said, he just had to sit and learn anyway, and all the tshuvas that he had to write, he had to sit and learn. Chanukah. What could he do for Chanukah? What could he do? You could say Chanukah a little quieter. A little quieter. Maybe just rest up a little bit. So you have here in the Minhag Chassam Sofer, and they write the following few lines regarding how the Chassam Sofer was noig during Chanukah. His here, the Chassam Sofer used to warn people, lehis amet belimud hatoyre bechanukah yoser mibishayom. Chassam Sofer. He would encourage and he would warn and he would drive people should learn more on Chanukah. Whatever you're learning during the year, whatever you learn during an average day, Chanukah learn even more. The Hikpid Moedin, he had a great Hakpodah. He was Makpid Al Mashim Mevalim Yom Emelo Bahav Lishchoik. People have all kinds of games and all kinds of things. Not saying what, i.e., whatever, next to Betzidoi, X, Y, Z, you can throw it in. So, Bekitzer, they had a lot of Akpodah that people are wasting their time with all the Havli Shkoik. But Oman, he said, She'atzas ha-yetzer here. He used to say that this is the Yetz of the Yetzer Hara, to find an opportunity, Le'hafriya es'on, to stir the people. Ma'avodis Hashem u'metal metoy b'mei ha-Chanukah, because a Chanukah would be so choshev, the learning of Toy Chanukah is so extra choshev. The Avodis Hashem and Chanukah is so extra choshev, so the Yetzer invests extra koyach to try to block it, and to stop it, and to destroy that. There are such special days that we can come close and connect with the Kodesh Baruch in the days of Chanukah. So these are days of Hoydus Alahala. So the Yitzhar therefore puts an extra effort to block that. Now look what he says. Ki oz nimsiru soydis ha-toyru le-Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself received soydis ha-toyru in the Zman of Chanukah. Again, this is reaffirming what we saw from all the various sources. Legabedis, tremendous chashivis, and of course the essence of Chanukah, the connection of Chanukah, directly being connected to Limud HaTorah. So someone will say to himself, I don't follow all the Minhag Chassam Sofer anyway, he says. So Chassam Sofer says, they all go follow, let them do like the Chassam Sofer. Is that Machayev me? So he said, okay, go on to look at the Chassam Sofer. So we're going to go back a few centuries before, and that is the Shlach HaKadosh, right? Going back like 4 centuries, 400 years ago, the Sefer Pshaya Halevi Horowitz was the Rav of Frankfurt the Main. Also as well was the Rav in Prague, and then ultimately he was Oyle Pez Yisroel, as we know. And his kever to this day can be found not far from the kever of Rambam, which is in Tveria, right there. The Shlach HaKadosh writes, and look how he starts, Teichachas Musa L'Chanukah. Here's the message of Musa, he says, for Chanukah. What do you think his message of Musa is? He says, Yachshoiv She'ikroi Niskan, he says, L'Halal L'Hoydeh L'Hashim Yisborah. Being that it is quite evident that the days of Chanukah, right, were instituted to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank him, Al kihayivonim, for what purpose? What are we thanking for? What are we thanking for? We're thanking for it because the Yevonim choshvu levatel Torah mitzvahs. Vashkicham Torah sefo. The Yevonim wanted to mevatel Torah mitzvahs. Ah, if the whole idea of our war against the Yevonim is what? Is to be able to hold on to Torah mitzvahs. They wanted to be mevatel Torah mitzvahs. So what are we supposed to show now in Chanukah? We have to show the hepech of Vashkicham Torah sefo. We have to show just the opposite. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, Im kein hayomim hakdoshim o'ele re'uyim b'yoyser lasmodas toyim b'shar yomim. So these days are more appropriate than the other days for asmodas toyim. Kitam toyim keneged kula. When he's saying to Rabin, look, he says the same thing like we said before a little bit, like from the Chassam Sofer. The Shlach HaKadosh writes out with him. The Minhag Chassam Sofer that we said before, it wasn't written the Chassam Sofer himself. It was written about the Chassam Sofer. But here, this is the word of the Shlach HaKadosh himself. The Shlach writing it himself. Chanukah is the time people take trips, all that kind of stuff. He said, he said, but you might ask Akasha. The fact is, apparently, that even in those days, time off was given for the Talmidim. In other words, yeshiva, right, was not on every day of Chanukah. So you say to yourself, oh, that shows that maybe Chanukah, you're entitled to have some little bit of Torah, maybe. So look how he says to you. No, don't make a mistake, he says. Umash Rabbi Seinu HaKadmoinim. Yes, our Rabbi Seinu. Our Rabbi Seinu HaKadmoinim. He says, Posku, yeshiva, beyom ha'em. You know why the yeshivas were not running, if you will, during Chanukah? Osu bishvil ha'ne'orim, she'yachzeru v'yachzeru al Talmudah ma'shalomdu she'yeshogu b'fiyem. Shlach HaKadosh says, this is the Zman of Chazor of Chanukah. In other words, yeshiva was open when the Rosh Yeshivas gave shir. Chazoring, chazor at home, on your own pace, lock yourself into your room, and chazor. You don't need the mokum of the yeshiva dafka for that. The idea, he says, this was the Zman of Chazorah. The idea was not that you shouldn't learn. But hefer, chazor over that which you did learn. And be able to remember all that you learned. The idea was for the sake of Chazorah, he says, Al kein ha-shemei ha-yishma, v'yis'oyre b'yomim o'heim, v'yesa seiz b'toy b'mitzis. I just want to conclude here with this piece here, before we go to the Ramchal, we'll stand in a few minutes, of course. And that is, you know, the Kedushas Levi goes down into history as being the Sanhedrin Shel Yisrael. all the stories that you hear about being Melamed Zchus on Yidin. Because no one who was a greater Melech Yosher on Yidin. No matter what a Yid did, Rishis Leib would always find his Zchus on that Yid. In order to make it a little bit easier in Shemayim, because Rosh should not look at them with such a strict eye. And somewhat similar in a way that Avraham Avinu, came to Hafich of Sodom. He tried with Mispalo. Right? But maybe this way, maybe that way, to find situations of how to be able to be Melamed Zchus in a certain land, a town, it's bad, but there's also a lot of good points in it, and so on and so forth. This is what the Kedushas Leib, I mean, the one of the most famous Leib is about when someone pointed out derogatorily about a Balagula, the wagon driver. He's supposed to daven, Beim Ubiira. This Balagula, used to oil his wheels, and used to see what Saint Tillon. Says, what a low life, says. A Yid is oiling his wheels and his Saint Tillon. Say, see that? He said, nah, he's not oiling his wheels in the middle of Tillim. Even when he's oiling his wheels, it's off Tillim. The other way around. It's not that he's wheeling, that he's doing his wheels, he's fixing his wheels when he's saying Tillim. The other way around. Even when he's doing that, he's also saying Tillim. It's all saying. You're able to interpret it, of course, in a positive way. And this is the Kedushas Leib. That same Kedushas Leib, you would always find a schus for everybody. Look a word or two what he has to tell you about Chanukah. This gives you a simple idea. Here he goes to bat a little bit. And we take a look at the words of the Kedushas Leib. And the Kedushas Leib says as follows, the Visa Barisha. It was said that on Rosh Hashanah, just merely to mention the name of the Kedushas Leib would be a schus on Rosh Hashanah. And the other tzaddikim said, even if you don't mention his name, just say Bardisha. He said, just say Bardisha. That alone is a schus. The town from where the Yitzhak Bardisha came from, just mentioning the town, that already is a schus itself. Like the Gemara tells us, to be moyer the schus yisheni chevra, it would mention Heir HaMizrach. It already became morning. To do the avodah, you have to make sure it's morning. So somebody got up on the roof, and they say, oh, it's dawn, it's still dark, but you can see the light breaking through over the horizon. And they would ask, how far do you see? Up to Chevron? You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Yerushalayim. Up to Chevron? He said, yes, up to Chevron. Why mention Chevron here? The Gemara says, be ma'ir the schus of Yisheni Chevron, because we want to be more the schus of the obvious who are in heaven. So mention just the town, just mention the city, but that already invokes the schus of the obvious. So mentioning the same tradition would be already invoking the schus of Levi Yitzchak. Says the Kishon Levi follows. Avu Benes, he said, the Chanukah hoi ikar agzeru lahaviru mal perusenu agdoishe. Yochaliois, he says, she ikar hatzaloso yizborach oso, the main purpose, why Kodesh Baruch Hu made this nest, Rak machmas ha-toyra asher ahuva lefonov, the Torah which is so beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ozo mikedem from always. Him kain, ein niker, he says, kol kach goydu ahavosoy, u'ishul zeh loy godol kol kach pris ha-manes aleinu. So we want to show, val zeh loy kovu el elohoydus el ahalel. So the point is as follows. Chazal, we see where kevei elohoydus el ahalel, to be able to show we're appreciative of the nest, but the nekud is as follows. The im kain, if we are praising Hashem for the nes, sheikra nes hoyrak al shirotzul avireinu metoyresenu hagdoisha, v'akodesh Baruch Hu b'roiv rachmov hatzilonu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, magzer azois, look what he says, being that the nes was to be able to preserve Torah, maharoyu l'chol echod asher b'shem Yisrael yichune. If you have a name Yisrael, what's that mechayev? Very sharp halachos. Any person who is just called a Yisrael, if you're called a Yisrael, you have an achrayis, he says, losum besichlo, he says, lahasmid b'toyroso yizborach. To learn Torah, he says, ki heim yomim re'uyim l'kach, dahayne shebechol chanukah, avi chanukah hochel, leheyer oleinu haroso yizborach b'toyroso. Chanukah is a special time when Kadosh Baruch Hu sends extra shpoyos of Torah. Things that we couldn't be, areas that we might not have been matzliach in learning the rest of the year, Chanukah gets a special dose of hashpoa in Or HaTorah, as he points out. As he points out, the loylelech bekoil mischokim klal. Same idea, all talking about the mischokim. Must have been a very popular thing. All the spiel that I am there. He says, loylelech bekoil mischokim klal, chaz v'sholom, ubefrat sheroyisu hayoim. Look at what the Kedushas Leib writes. Especially I see today, he says, when Yisenu Horabim nifritza pirtza b'achenu b'es Yisrael. There's a great pirtza. A great princess, Lischoik the carton, playing cards. The cow bay name Dovorze. Avleviyodam, I want you to know, Shibichol cart, yesh bivadai klippe gedoyle. There's a tremendous force of tumah, he says, connected with each card. Ashaloi royu lahazkiram. I don't want to mention it. Sahadi mamroimim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is my witness, he says. Shaloi didrish kavanosi. He says, I don't want to darshan. My kavana here not to preach, he says. Rak lehesim michshul mibnei odom. I want to remove an obstacle from people. De'u achai v'reir. Please, my brothers, my friends, realize. Kama michsholis yesh b'schoik hazeh. He says. Aleph, that's the first thing. First thing he said, B'shaz, then you're getting, oh, this Yer Shemayim is not, it's B'chal nothing to speak of. B'shaz, when you're Oisik in that, he said, Yer Shemayim, number one, is being forgotten for that moment. Habez, Shebevada, Nereb, Ba'ayna, Shu Gazlin. He's talking about you're playing for money. The Gemara says, Asmach Tolikan, you will learn the Gemara, because the one who loses, even though he's forced to give it, and supposedly he's giving it, it was agreed upon to give if you lose, but the only reason he engaged in the game, because he was hoping to win. But the less greater, now that he lost, he has to give it. That he's giving, under these circumstances, is really gzeila. In other words, one should not be allowed to take it. He says, Hagimel, he says, Shemitam in esatzman beklipois. That was the spiritual side that he says, not the third one, because each card has a clip attached to it. He says, Asher ein roi lehevi perchapeh. He says such a thing, he said, one should not bring it. Vechein. He says, Achai v'reya bakashosi moi, please, he says, shal yekel ve'inechem dovazeh, don't take it lightly. Hala yoyseh toiv shebeis adoiz yilmiz betoiv se shem izborah. Oy leil yilke to tamad chochem, go visit a tamad chochem akorav loy, levakish toiv mipi. Od v'vada yoyer all of the oris ha-nes, then you will have all of the oiris of the nes upon you, all of the ashpoz of the nes. The yasalon ha-shem izborah, nisim v'nifloz betoiv se izborah v'nheir of the amen, amen. This is the Kishis Levi. So this is the Kishis Levi already, who always took the easy side of every Yid, no matter what a Yid would do, but still is that he couldn't hold back on Chanukah to give this Zoyris, how important the Inyan of Limud HaTorah to make the regular Chanukah. So Chanukah, we were not talking about Lashir, and we have the Shir on Chanukah. So we go now, Rav Oysa, let's go back to Ramchal. And there's always a little problem, because everybody has a different edition here. So we're, of course, we're in the Hagdom of the Rav Amchaber, and we're talking at the line which begins Im loy nistakalnu v'loy aynu mahi hayiro ho'emitis. Im loy nistakalnu v'loy iyanu mahi hayiro ho'emitis umanoteo. Ramchal here again, this is the whole hemshich of his Hagdom, is to tell us that Yer Shemayim in Avodas Hashem is something that has to be studied. It's not enough that you know in your mind, you know, you have to be an Eved Hashem, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's far from enough. But actually, this is something that you study like any craft, right? Any trade. If you want to go into a business, you take a course. 6-week course, crash course, maybe in 2 weeks. But anything that you want to do properly, you have to study it. And make sure you do it the right way. Avedis Hashem is an art form. It is something that needs to be studied. And therefore he goes on to say, he says, that if we have never really observed and we never studied Mahi Hayiro Ho'emitis, for example, what is true fear of heaven mean? What does it mean? Yir Shemayim, Uma Amafel, and what are its branches? Eich Niknoiso, how do we acquire it? In other words, the simple definition of Yira means awareness of Hashem. A person has to be aware at all times that the Rebbeinu Shlom is here, the Rebbeinu Shlom is around him. That's called Yira. The idea of practicing Yira means that you have an awareness on a simple level. Yira means to actually be aware of Hashem. And as he points out, if you don't really study how to bring this about, how this is achieved, how this happens, how to acquire this, the Eich Nemolet Min HaHevel, and how can we escape from all the foolishness, right, that we are surrounded with. He says, Ho'oilomi, all the Narisha, things that take place in our world. In other words, there is conflict. On the one hand, we want to be aware of Hashem. We want to be able to be Yirei Hashem. But the situation, the environment, the world that we're living in is a world of materialism. And that actually works in the opposite direction. So we're being pulled, if you will, in two different directions. The mind, the moyach, the rotzen of the yid. Let's hope. He wants to be Yer Shemayim. And he would like to live a life of Yira, a life of awareness of Hashem, and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that Hashem, the Hevel Olam, the world that a person lives, the world's experiences, push it, drag him in a different direction. They make him forget all of that. And therefore it makes him forget that. Halo yisi shokach v'seylech, avol pishu yodanu choyvoso. He says it will fade away, even though we recognize, right, the importance. So on the one hand, right, deep down in our mind, intellectually speaking, we know the chayve, we know the importance, the chir of being, acquiring the mid of yira, but lamaisa, to implement it, to live that way, there are things that happen in our lives that make us forget that chir, that necessity. So that works in the opposite, that tries to fade out, to wipe out, to erase our knowledge of that chir. So we don't live. As a result, consequently, we don't live with that chiyu. It's not alive. That's in the area of yira. Not only there. He continues further. What about huahava? Kemoiken. That's a different subject. He goes now to a different subject. In Oyvid Hashem, in Avodas Hashem, yira is just one part of it. There comes ahava. Ahavas Hashem. Loving Hashem. How does the person reach that level of ahavas Hashem? Naturally speaking, a person loves, right, that which his physical body drags him to it. His desires, right, and the things that he wants, the things that he loves, he uses this expression, he uses the word, the shyness of love for, are things that are tangible, things that he sees, things that he feels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that he knows about and he believes about, but it's something that he doesn't see with his eyes. How do you develop ahava? How do you develop ahava? How do you love something that's not tangible, that you can't see, that you can't feel? It's an avodah. This is something that you have to study. This is something you have to work at to be able to generate those feelings within yourself. It's not going to come by itself. That's what the Mishael Shoram is telling us in his abdomen, in his introduction. Why this study of this sefer is going to be so important, he says. If we're not going to be mishtadl to establish it in our hearts, the koyah, with the power of kolon tzoyim hameh giyim oisonu, with all of the power that are available, he says, how will we ever find it? How will we ever have the Nahava? We won't have Ahava either. Yira. Ahava. And then he goes further. To a third part. It's all different branches of Avodas Hashem. Me'ayin Yova, he says, Hadveikus. Where will we have the Veikus Bashem? And you might remember, what's the definition of Veikus Bashem? In the eyes of the Rambam, in Parshas Ekev, where the Pasuk says, Ledov Kaboy. The Chiv Ledov Kaboy, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban says, you know what the Madrega Ledov Kaboy, the Ramban talking about, the Rishonim talk about basic text, Rishonim don't talk about Stam Chumra, they're talking about the definition of a mitzvah. Ramban says the true way of life, to be Mikayim Ledov Kaboy, means for a person is not Masiach Das, when you're connected with something, it means no matter what you do, you can't get rid of it, right? When something is attached, you have something with glue stuck to your hand. No matter, you move your hand, this way it goes with you. You can't separate yourself. Says Ramban, the Madrega Ledov Kaboy is, Ad, that he's so connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that even when he speaks to people, he only speaks to them, the people with the Shoinoi. Ad Machshavto is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Said Ramban, that's called Ledov Kaboy. That's not a simple situation. How do you acquire that? How does a person achieve that? This is Avoido. You have to study it. You have to work at it. You have to give time for that. That's what Ramchal is saying. Me'ayin Yovei Hadveikus. From where is the person going to be able to receive this madrega of dveikus? By his lahatus and the enthusiasm in afshiseno imo yizbarach vim toirosoi imlo nisha el gudelosoi laroi mamusoi. If we do not direct ourselves towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness, right, and his exaltedness, asher yoyled bilaveinu hadveikus hazeh. So we have to basically be able to focus in a particular way to be able to generate dveikus b'Hashem. A person has to really be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's exaltedness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in his life. And all of these is bainanis, all of these ideas to become firmly, firmly planted in his mind. And it's not enough, by the way, to do it once. A person has to keep reviewing from time to time these ideas to bring them back to life, because otherwise they become just lost because of the outer forces in the world that work against it to make you forget it. So it's not enough that you know it intellectually, because you have to live with these ideas. You have to study it. He says, Ech titar machshuvstenu. How are we able, he says, to purify our thoughts? Imloini shtadlin akoysom in hamumin, shimatul ba hateva hagufni. He says, our machshuvah says are blemished. He says, simply, he says, through our physical nature. We think about things we shouldn't be thinking about. And the reason, of course, is because we are created as human beings, which bring us to think about things. But on the other hand, we have to work also to purify those thoughts. Now, how can you be able to purify, he says, those thoughts? from all of the blemished machshavas, as he puts it, from all the impure machshavas shematul bo hateva hagufni that are being brought into his mind through his physical nature. So that's another area, which therefore, again, it requires, all of this requires study. And another step, and another area, and with the other area, v'hamidos kulam, and what about midos in general? Yira, ahava, dveikis, purity of thought. And finally he says, midos kulam, that's talking about general character traits. Midos, which basically means anger. That's a simple thing. If somebody's born angry, or somebody has a natural trait for anger, it's a tremendous avoida to work on it. It's not easy. And even if a person knows it's wrong, and even if a person believes it's wrong, and not only that, and even he would like to get rid of it, it'll be hard to get rid of it, unless you really work at it. Says the Ramchal, midos, or what about selfishness? It's also part of midos, selfishness. It's a natural trait sometimes, to be selfish. And therefore, these are things that you have to work. What about jealousy? Also part of midos, jealousy. Laziness, all under the umbrella of midos. Desire, greed. These are all encompassing which you talk about in midos. So by midos kulam, who are hatzrichos, kemoikem tikkun vayeshora. All of these midos which need improvement and they need adjustment. He says, miya yashrim, how's it going to happen? By itself it's not going to happen. By wanting it to happen, it's not going to happen. By saying, I want to be different, it's also not going to happen. You have to work at it. These are things that you have to work at. Someone has a broken bone and says, I would like it to be fixed, it's not going to be fixed. You have to put a cast on it. And make sure you take care of it. This also requires work. This is adjustment in the spiritual nature. These are things that you have to work at. So miya yashrim and miya saktim, who's going to adjust it, who's going to improve upon it? Im lenosim leiv, if we really, he says, are not going to pay attention. Im lenosim leiv aleim v'lenedagdig bedover digdu godol. And we don't really, really emphasize it and really focus on it. So he goes further. Haloi imiyanu ala dover iun amiti. Says if we would really analyze what we are just talking about objectively, think about what we just said, says Ramchal. Think about what we just said objectively. Then he says, we would certainly, he says, we would find the importance of it. And not only that, we would teach this, what we're just learning, to others also. You'd understand that this is what they need in their life. So in the same way that you come to understand how important these ideals are, these teachings are, you would also want to impart those teachings to others as well, once you realize how important they are. He says, "Huma Shlomo Shlomo," this is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Now who is the greatest chacham of all? Shlomo HaMelech. So you can take his advice. Free advice. Doesn't charge. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Shlomo HaMelech says the following words in Mishlei. In tivaksheno kakose, v'chamat moinim tachpiseno, osovin yiris Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech says very simply, you want to be your Shemayim, it's not going to happen automatically. As much as you want it to happen. Shlomo HaMelech says, Im tivaksheno kekesef, if you pursue it the same way you pursue money. A person pursues money, he buys the newspaper every day in the morning, and he opens up the classified pages, and as it's, then he goes down column after column, and he tries to find out and say what deals are available for him, with every area that interests him, and he believes he can make the most money. And if it says you have to go over there in a particular place, he'll go there. If it means skipping lunch, he's going to skip lunch. And if it means, whatever it means, how many hours a day and how many times he has to make that phone call 25 times again to meet a particular person, he's going to do it. If you're going to invest, he says, those koiches that you invest to pursue money, or the matmoinen tachpaseno, the way, same way that you search for a hidden treasure, you find a letter, somebody telling you that there's a hidden treasure, says, in your backyard. You're going to dig, he says, till Mashiach comes. He says, and you're not going to give up, he says, to find that treasure. If you have the same, he says, enthusiasm, and you put in the effort, he says, to find your Shemayim, you'll find it. So HaMelech says, that's giving you a simple idea of what goes into the career of becoming a true Yir Shemayim. It has to be important to you that you're willing to pursue it in the same way, with the same vigor, with the same excitement, with the same exuberance, right? With the same zrizus, with the same effort, with the same koyach, with the same yegiah, as you pursue kesef. He uses a very good moshul, because that everybody knows what that means, right? How a person pursues when it comes to kesef. So he says, "Yitzchak Shenokai kesef, chamatloinim, or seek it out as you search for a hidden treasure, Then you'll find Yiras Hashem. Says Ramchal, Ein Oimer. You notice the pasuk doesn't say Ostovin philosophy. It doesn't say philosophy. It doesn't say then you'll understand philosophy. Ostovin tchuna. It doesn't say you'll understand astronomy. It doesn't say Ostovin refuah. Then you'll understand medicine. Ostovin dinin. Or then you're going to understand, as he points out, halacha, legal issues. Ostovin halachis. Oz tovin yiras Hashem. Know what that means? Know what it means? It means as follows. Hare lecha shelohovin hayira. You see from here that in order to be able to understand, right, to understand, and yirashemayim, tzorach levakish oiso kakosev lechapis oiso kematmonim. What Ramchal is telling us is this. It's very clear that no matter what you want to become, you have to work for it. There's no question about it. But there are degrees. If someone wants to study medicine, wants to become, there'll probably be a little bit more effort than to become someone stands behind a counter in a grocery store. You have to put in a little more years if you want to, somebody wants to excel in the area of medicine. And so on and so forth. Whatever chokhma, whether it's going to be astronomy, whether it's going to be mathematics, whatever the area is going to be, depending on the depth of the topic and the subject, the more mastery it needs, you're going to have to put in koyach. Everybody agrees to that. Nothing worthwhile will come without any work. It's not going to happen. But the Ramchal is saying, from Shlomo HaMelech, take the most difficult subject in your mind, let it be astronomy, let it be medicine, which everybody agrees requires work. But nothing is compared to the work needed to Yerushalayim. Because for Yerushalayim, you have to pursue it like kesef. In Yerushalayim, you have to pursue it in the same way that you pursue kesef. For Yerushalayim, you have to pursue it and search for it in the same way that you're searching for kematmoyim, like Eden treasure. So of course, given the fact that anything needs and requires work, Yerushalayim doesn't give the marshal ostovin refuah. Because for that, you have a different marshal. The marshal precisely that Yerushalayim said that I am telling you that you really have to be serious about it and pursue it with all of your koyach, with all of your strength. If someone pursues taki kesef, this is that not going to come taki Yerushalayim. Let me just conclude with a little mice of the Chofetz Chaim. Anyway, the mice is told over that the Chofetz Chaim once came to a mokim. He came to a place, and during times Yidden had problems and he had to travel from one place to travel. So he settled in a certain place and temporarily. Actually, it was a safe haven to live there. And it was the first Friday night in this new town that the Chofetz Chaim lived there. So the Chofetz Chaim was shocked. He was literally shocked to see that there was a Yid that was Machal Shabbos. In the town where he came from Radin there, there was no Chilu Shabbos on the street. Here, in this new town, he saw, and he was shocked to see a Yid being Machal Shabbos. So he goes into the yeshiva, and he begins to cry, and he begins to groan. And he says, woe is to me, he says, that my eyes, says, the last 60 years, says, my eyes did not see Chilu Shabbos. The last 60 years, that my eyes did not see Chil Shabbos. Now I became an old man, he says. I received, for some reason, Oynish Men HaShemayim, that they showed me this. See, they showed me this fact. It was terrible for him. There was this eyes. You may ask that at my old age, that's what I have to see. Things I didn't see for 60 years. It has to be an Oynish Men HaShemayim to have to see someone Chil Shabbos. Three Shabbosim passed over, and he never saw the same thing. He was there a couple of Shabbosim. And he saw the same thing. And again, he recognized that this was, of course, he recognized the Yid being Machal Shabbos. He goes again into the yeshiva, and he cries out again, and Mamash with the same thing. He says, what a terrible oinish, he says. Shabbos after Shabbos, the Baruch Hu is punishing me. Then my eyes have to see, he says, Chilu Shabbos. The third time, when he saw it, and he was crying about the fact, he already was giving Musa to himself. What was he saying? He says, is this third Shabbos, he says, any less Kodesh, he says, than the first Shabbos? He recognized to some degree that only he could measure that he became slightly, ever so slightly desensitized. The first time you see something, it's shocking. The second time you hear the exact same thing, it's already less shocking. And the third and fourth time, sometimes you're not moved at all. Chofetz Chaim was moved. But he felt even within himself, the degree was not exactly the same. This was because of the regilis and what happens over and over again. And that's why Reb Meir Simcha says in Meshech Chochma that it says when witnesses see how someone commits a capital crime or Chilu Shabbos, and let's say you chayv skila, Chilu Shabbos is skila, what does it say? You might remember the pasuk, Yad ha'edin tiyaboy What does that mean? The Edom have, the witnesses have to cast the first stone. Why do the Edom have to be part of giving the punishment? They give testimony. Now Bezin takes care of the punishment. They are not Shluchei Bezin. Why are the Edom? Yad ho Edom tiboy b'rishoyim. You know what the Meir Simcha says? The Edom who saw the Chilul Shabbos, they had to become slightly desensitized. So they have to do a pe'ula to eradicate it. And therefore, by being the kind with V'yarto horo mikir bechof, they are now reinforcing again that yirida that they had by seeing something which was so inappropriate. So we see here how this is the weakness of man. This is the weakness of human nature. And that's true to everything that we hold dear and we believe it and we know it's wrong. But if you need to read about it too many times, you can hear about it, you have a yirida. And that's what the Ramchal is telling us over and over again. You may know your chayv. You may know what's right in your mind. But there are the havle hazman, he says, the foolishness of the world around you, the environment, which is working against you to try to make you forget it. And that's why it's so important to bring these issues up over and over again, to bring it to the forefront of our minds, and then that will be zeich to be true oiv de Hashem in year on a hava, and to be zeich to be oivus and the shpois of Chanukah beer of the Amen.
Ich habe dich